We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, let's talk a little bit of World Cup soccer here. Joining us now on the Harbor One Hotline, Revolution assistant coach and a Dutch native, Dave Vandenberg with Gresh and Keefe. Dave, good afternoon. How are you?
I'm good. How are you guys?
We're great. We know how big this is here in the U.S. for them to potentially be able to advance to the round of eight. But in your home country, what does it mean over there to be in this spot?
Ooh, I'll tell you what it means if we don't get out of this round. I think the entire country will be in shambles for about a week. It's kind of like the dream team not winning the Olympic gold medal if they don't win this game. And it's not to say that Holland has to win the tournament, but they have to win this game. And so the entire country will be watching. I think there will not be a whole lot of activity throughout this, this little country of ours that during this game.
Well, and clearly the United States is an underdog in this one. And even going into the World Cup, it was, hey, if they can get out of the group stage, it is a win. If they are one of the final 16, it's a win for them. I feel like that's what they say every single World Cup. Do you think it's going to get to a point, or are we at least trending in the direction where the realistic goal for the United States is further than just simply the round of 16?
Well, absolutely. I think, even tomorrow, I think there's a good chance that they win. And I've seen all the predictions, and I've read both Dutch and American press, and it seems to me that Holland is the favorite. But I think that is more based on results in the past than it is on current form. Having said all that, I think the U.S. in 4 years' time, when the tournament is here, looking at the buildup of this U.S. roster, one of the youngest teams, I believe it was the third youngest roster in the World Cup. And then if you think that the two center backs that the Team USA is fielding, and Tim Ream and Walker Zimmerman are in their 30s or close to it. Tim Ream is, I believe, 35 years old. And those two spots could have been filled up with Miles Robinson and Chris Richards, who are both early 20s. Then you're looking at that and you're thinking to yourself, wow, the future looks really bright. These guys will have four more years under their belts. They'll be four more years further into their careers at the peak of their performance. And I think that in 4 years, we can see the true potential of this U.S. team shine. Although I don't think that they should take this tournament as a build up to it. I mean, you only get this chance once every 4 years. So They need to go after it tomorrow, and I think they will. And honestly, if I have to guess, I think it'll be a very tight game, and it's one that's probably too close to call at this point in time.
Dave, if for some reason, after getting blasted in the package, if Christian Pulisic isn't himself, can the U.S. still win?
Yes, they can, because they have a very good goalkeeper. Their defense has been very good. They've only let up one goal in three games. There was a penalty, and so obviously they're solid defensively, and all it takes is one goal. Do I think it's going to get increasingly more difficult? Absolutely. Christian Pulisic is what Messi is to Argentina, and I don't want to compare the two players per se, but I think that the presence of either player for their national team is just as important. And so, first off, I think he'll play. I think he'll do anything in his power to be on that field, and he'll be there. But it will be that much more difficult if he's not there.
A guy you're very familiar with, the goalkeeper for the U.S., Matt Turner, who we've had on the show a couple of times as well. How do you think he's played so far in the tournament? And I'm also curious, what do you think of his future is going to be playing over in Europe?
Well, first of all, let me start with the tournament. I think he's done well. Like I said, he's only given up one goal. It was a penalty goal. So he's done a really good job. Now, part of that was obviously the defense he had in front of him, but he's making sure that nothing sneaks by him. And you know, he's come to a place where he's not given up any soft goals. You're going to have to be really, really good on the day to beat him. And So I think that he can be an X factor in tomorrow's game. As far as his future in Europe, it kind of depends on how things go with him at Arsenal and how content he is being the number two behind Aaron Ramsdale at Arsenal. If he wants to be the first goalkeeper on a team in Europe, he certainly has the potential to do that. Just that, it's just a matter of how happy is he playing with Arsenal, competing for the Premier League title, or possibly going to a different team and being a little bit lower on the totem pole as far as club goes, but getting more minutes. That's always a little bit of a tough proposition to deal with when you're going to Europe as a player like that, and especially when Arsenal, like in Matt Turner's case, is his childhood dream club. So I understand why he did what he did. I wish him all the best, and I hope he succeeds at Arsenal, of course. But I think at a certain point in time, it's going to come down to, do I want to be here and be content with number two, or do I want to play and go someplace else? And I think only Matt Turner can answer that question for us.
Dave, what's a key to a U.S. win?
Not concede any goals, because if they do that, and even without Christian Pulisic, they don't need to score. They just need to get to penalties. And when it gets to penalties, Matt Turner will stop 3 out of 5. And so the U.S. will advance if that's the case.
Well, Dave Vandenberg of the New England Revolution, and of course, he a native of the Netherlands as well. Dave, thanks for the time. We appreciate the breakdown, and we'll talk to you down the road. Thank you.
Awesome. Thanks, guys.
Thanks so much, Dave. So easy breakdown.
Very good.
We'll see if
underdog, but listen, that's a role that it's easy to get behind.
How about that line, by the way? This would be like the dream team not winning the gold medal if the Netherlands doesn't win.
Yeah.
All right.
It is interesting how he said of that if they get to what do they call it, free kicks. He said Turner stops 3 of 5. I don't know if you recall the MLS
playoffs. I do want to bring that up, but yeah, they did lose the MLS Cup in penalty kicks.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.